Hi, and thank you very much for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
70607.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Ronald Richard.
Did you say Ronald Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Yeah, I suppose my file on it, ma'am.
Okay, now I'm not pulling up an account for you. What is the name of the product that you're calling about?
Keto Cleanse.
I'm sorry?
Keto Cleanse.
The Keto Cleanse?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the brand name of it?
Brand name.
It doesn't have a brand name. It just says Keto Cleanse?
No, Keto Plus, Keto, and then other Cleanse, Keto and Cleanse.
No okay, so name. Does it say Fresh Prime Keto on there?
Say who?
Is it called Fresh Prime Keto?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hang on just a second. Give me your zip code one more time.
70607.
Okay, just another moment.
I was in a marathon.
Now, is the customer service number that you called to reach me, did you get that off of the bottle directly or did you get it off of a website?
Off the bottle.
I'm not pulling up an account for you. Is it possible that it could be under a different name?
No, no, I had an account. Which cut my account. I had my debit card to pay for it, and my debit card to work right, so they closed the account on me. They closed my account. Heard me, ma'am?
I hear you. Yes, sir. I'm just trying to see if I can pull up an account for you. I do apologize.
Yes, ma'am. My address?
Yeah, I'm not pulling up an account for you, Mr. Richards.
I had one, though, man. That's true.
Okay. What is your email address that you have on file with us?
AveryRichard1961@gmail.com.
Again, just bear with me. I'm trying to pull up your account, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what
ma'am, what's your question?
I'm not pulling up an account for you, Mr. Richards, at all.
I got cleans in the mail today. I got my cleans in the mail today.
You just received it the other day?
I got my cleans in the mail today.
Okay. What is the last four of the card number that was charged?
6874.
Okay, one moment. All right, I found you, Mr. Richard. Can you verify your address for me?
1947 Smith Road, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70607.
Okay, and thank you very much for verifying that. Now, I do see here that you have that marathon cleanse and the marathon keto. How can I further assist you today?
I only got one bottle in the mail today.
You only got one bottle in the mail today?
I only got cleanse in the mail today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the keto. You don't see it no more?
Okay, now the reason why you didn't get the keto is because the charge for the $23.74 that you pay for, it declined on the card. I'm not sure if you didn't have the funds in the account or why.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Well, once that does,
Oh no, I got a new card. I got a new card now, ma'am.
You got a new card? You ha- okay.
Yeah, I got a new card. Well, the whole thing.
So what I need
on
to
both.
Do, I'll need to get you transferred over to one of my supervisors so that they can update your card information so that you can get charged and they'll send that keto out for you, okay?
No, okay, ma'am.
All right, give me
appreciate
just a
that.
Moment.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that.
No problem. All right, now give me just a couple of moments, Mr. Richards, so that I can get a supervisor on the line so they can further assist you to help you update your card information, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Guess what? Ma'am.
Yes.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's working. The kitchen is working on me.
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. One moment. All right, Mr. Richards, I'm about to get you transferred over, and I do want to thank you again for calling customer service. Just hang on the line for me.
Yes, ma'am.